Hello, mate. I was upset and saddened to read about the case of Mark Nelson, a Jamaican man resident in the United Kingdom for the last 26 years here in the UK legally. I believe he's got indefinite leave to remain. So he's been in the United Kingdom since the age of 20. So the majority of his life he spent in the United Kingdom. Anyway, he faces deportation over a trifling matter. So he's got a long-term British girlfriend. He's got five children born in the United Kingdom, all of them British citizens. But in 2017, he did something foolish. He cultivated some cannabis plants. Now, the cannabis plants in themselves do no harm. It's only if you turn it into the cannabis that can be smoked. I don't know if it's proven or even suggested that he actually tried to sell this or even give it away for free. There are many people say that cannabis should be legalized, and the police actually just don't usually go for it. People are caught with it. It's confiscated occasionally. They get what is it, a caution? But all right, dealing is a different matter. But I don't think it's proven. Maybe perhaps even alleged that he dealt it. It might have been for personal use, and he got a 4-year sentence for that, which is preposterous, which is unjust, which is grossly excessive. But anyway, so that's the only crime he's ever committed, and it's a misdemeanor. And so then he faced deportation. He was going to be deported. It seemed that the threat was lifted, but he was arrested. He was tagged. The Home Office told him to come to a reporting centre. Seemed like it was okay. Then all of a sudden, he's told he's going to be deported. So he's held in a detention centre near London Heathrow Airport, where he could well be sent out. And if he is much better if he stop the deportation, because if he is deported, it's very, very difficult to overcome and get it back. So unfortunately, he's unsurprisingly, he's stressed. He's sad. This is ruining the lives of his five children and so on, of his long-term girlfriend. So this is very unfair. These so-called tough laws, here, tough is a euphemism for cruel. Okay, what's really tough is to speak up for some people like him who did something inadvisable, something illegal, and therefore their lives are going to be ruined, and the lives of his children are going to be ruined. And there's no need to do that. Okay, he's been punished. He's been punished enough to serve a sentence. That's it. He can move forward. Do you want him to reform or not? Yes, we do. He's been rehabilitated. There's absolutely no need, 9 years later, to kick him out of the UK, which is his home. And he's British in most senses. Unfortunately, he hasn't become a British citizen. But that should not make that much difference. If this was murder, attempted murder, or armed robbery, or rape, or something like that, that'd be different. But this is a low-level matter. So yeah, this is. No felony. So Rachel Derbyshire is his long-term girlfriend, and saying how it's wrecking the family. So this is just unduly harsh. This is an act of injustice. Okay. So the policy is now that all foreign citizens who get a prison sentence in the United Kingdom are put forward for deportation. Now, not all of them are deported. Okay, but the great majority of them are. There's really no need to deport him. So we need to have some sort of discretion. And it needs to be, how to put it, there must be a better word, judged on the severity of the crime versus the harm that's going to do this. So it would do no harm whatsoever to keep him in the United Kingdom. It'd do a great deal of harm to kick him out. He's contributing to the UK economy. So here I am saying my penny's worth. I'm a nobody. I just saw this. I should raise my voice for justice. And when people make some noise about it, when they create a stink, then sometimes these decisions are reversed. Sometimes common sense and justice prevail. So, do what you can to save poor old Mr. Mark Nelson. Goodbye.